Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
Is this Chris Brown?
No, not Chris Brown. Good guess.
Usher.
It is Usher.
Usher.
It was like the second concert ever at Bilo Center, right, back then.
Was he ever named in any of that stuff? I felt like he was, but then that kind of, as we were saying earlier, things just come and go.
Man, they were talking about it like conspiratorial, but I never saw anything officially. But like, we thought a lot of stuff was going to come out that just never did.
Like the Diddy stuff? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Like, we heard names of very famous pop stars, very famous, allegedly at these parties.
Maybe that's where it's like, all right, if y'all do that, then we're going to release this list. And that's where they're just like, all right,
blackmail.
All right.
Yeah, okay, got a little bit of leverage to you.
Like, originally, I shouldn't say that. All right, I hate going political. It's so divisive. Even if you're making a jokey joke, it's still, you know.
What was I watching? Dang it, the documentary. They got one.
Gay porn.
No, it was it wasn't a big documentary. Talking about how they leveraged this one attorney locally in Florida because he had some dirt on Cohen at the time. So they're like, hey, you know, you help us with this big situation. Maybe we'll look after you for the little one. As far as trafficking tapes and whatnot through the FBI.
Yeah, I mean, you see that on like Law and Order and all that stuff where it's like, all right, listen, we can make this easier for you. Who's your guy? Who are you getting it from?
That's when you save the big cards, right? Like, I got a big fish for you, but you got to let me go.
I know.
Complete immunity and a little bit of money.
You know, ultimately, like, that's why you live a good life. You don't have it. That's what Skeletons in the Closet was always about, is somebody having dirt on you.
Yeah.
That's literally what that was about.
I think everybody has a little skeletons in the closet they don't want.
By God, I feel like I've revealed them all over the years. I like content. I mean, if there's a story there, God knows it's ruined enough in my life. I mean, it really has.
Well, it's like
I've just been too honest over the years about, and that's not it's some kind of martyr either. It's just more or less like like I told my aunt the other day, I was like, I'm going to need you to start doing movie reviews or something. I gotta
come on the show.
You know,
I think it's good to be authentic and be the same person on the radio as you are at home.
Yeah.
I guess it's therapeutic for you over the years. I don't know.
I guess, but it at the same time though, like earlier, you know, I was telling you the story about, you know, my grandson's bathroom habits. It's just more than just a cute kind of little thing, you know.
But I mean, with situations like the whole Diddy thing, you could be just at the wrong place at the wrong time and be involved in something.
Yeah, but you get the hell out. Like,
yeah,
I'll
exactly.
Give you a great example. Year two of this show, and we're going to get to the bit. Year two of this show,
back.
I ended up going to, and it was a charitable event. Mm-hmm. I kid you not, but I'm not saying it was like one of those that was backed by a big foundation. But it was a charitable event. And I realized, and I'll look you now and tell you this. I realized that once I got there, that they were also having cockfighting.
Oh, no.
And I quickly left.
I would have left, too.
I did.
That made me cry.
Well, it was more or less I didn't want to get busted there. I mean, I didn't know it was happening, and I had no clue that it was going to happen. So once I saw that was happening, I'm like, this could go far deeper than just even that eventually.
I've been in that situation around a similar time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in that situation.
It's one of those where you kind of go to the back, at least my situation.
Pedro is the cock wrestling.
We're in the backwoods.
Yeah, I do.
And you see a lot of people there, like, you feel like something's about to go down.
Some of my friends love that.
Right, where people start, like, getting money out of their pocket and start getting in a circle. Like, are y'all some kind of coven right now?
Gosh.
Or what are you about to throw? Like, freaking.
And they put spurs on their feet? That's so awful.
There's enough people out here to where it might get raided. You're like, this is drawing attention.
Yep, yep. So even though it was a charitable event, I was like, no.
That's bad.
Were there any chickens at your event?
What do you mean? At my event?
The event you're talking about, were there any chickens there?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
All right.
No. Or women.
Really?
You're gross.
You know really how to tell
sick.
A story.
He is very
Very
gross.
Sick.
You know
very sick.
Like, you ask a great question, but very, very demented. It's like you took too many Tylenol when you were in your mama.
Oh, my God.
He must have short-sold that stock or something. That's, I mean, come on, man.
I like the little note they put on. It says, Trump, says this about Tylenol, and it says comma, even though it's been disproven or proven, like, you know, effective or whatever.
Well, the, Jesus.
It's going to make you dumb, acetaminophen.
I mean, it's you can be an influencer or a defluencer, I suppose it would be called, where you're basically saying, no, don't take this kind of thing, but you're benefiting from it. I mean,
everybody's benefiting from something online.
I am saying, though, there is that weird line, though, where, you know, the division happens no matter what we talk about all the time, whether it's religion, sex, skin color, hair color, blah, blah, blah. It's also, they'll get you on acetaminophen or ibuprofen. There are people who feel very strongly on those subjects.
Do.
But the flip,
I am one of them.
The flip side.
I'm an ibuprofen kind of guy.
If you have a high fever, I've had to use those type of things, and it really does break your fever. So there is a good cause and effect with that.
I do like how Trump will put the onus on other people, like country-wise, when he's talking. Like, they'll say, what do you think is about going on in Israel? Like, I don't, Israel's doing this. I don't like it. I wouldn't have done it. I said, what about Russia? Well, I don't like this either. I'm like, okay. That's kind of smart if you think about it. Put your opinion
out
there.
It's called... I think, like, diplomatic.
Yeah, but it's like kind of like working in, like, I would have done this, but, you know, you do what you want. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'd do the same thing. You know, I'd say it, at least.
You know, everybody's done something that makes you stop and wonder, wait a minute, was that an a-hole move? That's where we will come in today. You will call us. You'll tell us what you did. And then we will decide, along with the audience, are you in the clear or are you the a-hole? And this comes off of a situation I've shared with this before with you as the audience, that when people were driving erratically near me or you know, abruptly cutting me off, I often wish that they would get in automobile accidents.
Oh, that's not nice.
Not nice. So I changed it because I felt really guilty. First off, I didn't want to keep driving and then see them on the side of the road flipped or whatever.
DOT got to come.
I still want them to get into an accident, but I don't want them to get hurt.
Okay.
I feel less than I they need to feel, not even just a speeding ticket. I need them. Something needs to be.
You want points.
I want a lesson taught here.
Are you still an a-hole, but not as bad?
Not as bad of one.
Yeah.
So it could be like ghosting somebody or not hiring somebody or not tipping the delivery person or forgetting the RSVP to your cousin's wedding. Ha ha. Inside when they're big or small, if it is weighing on you, we want to hear it. So you call in, spill your story, and we will find out together.
If it's a sick kid, you steal the donations. Probably an a-hole. You try to rob an apartment complex.
That one uncle that was telling people that his nephew was mentally challenged to go to backstage concerts and stuff, and then there was nothing wrong with the kid.
Exactly. I mean, I thought this kid was.
I used to get that a lot.
I would believe in karma at that point. I would think, like, at that point, like, okay, this kid's going to get, like, mentally challenged now.
He's really going to go cross-eyed. You keep making him act that way.
No kidding. That's what happened to Robert Gibson, I read, in PW Insider. All right, we will take a break. 1-800. I know it's – I want to call in, but I'm so nervous to be the first one. Quit being a pussy. Call in. 1-800-774-0093. Am I being an a-hole next? Good morning.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise
Guys. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This ain't the theme song, by the way. This is random.
Oh, man.
Lots of pains about. That man. I like to shake his hand.
Oh, Lord.
You think in Colombia they do cock hops instead of sock hops? Yeah, fighting Gamecocks. Bom, ba, bom, bom, bom.
God, make it stop.
God, she don't like the old stuff.
You don't like this?
I do.
No, you don't.
Ram-a-ding-dong. You I like don't know part. What that means.
Hmm? She heard ram-a-ding-dong. She likes that part.
Where do you want to ram-a-ding-dong? I've never rammed a ding-dong.
I've never rammed a ding-dong before. So what if I did? Ding dong!
Don't knock until you try it, Fat Boy.
So what if there's video of him?
So what? So what if he's not wearing sleeves on his shirt?
No judgment here.
Damn, damn!
Somebody said that we should have called this the judgment circle. You know what? I disagree with that. In fact...
Yeah, that was... Who said that? I want to...
Somebody who is just somebody. Like... Somebody with just a phone number that don't... Text their name at the end.
They didn't sign it after they ripped you a new one.
I want you to expose their number because I don't like that text. Awful idea.
828. That's where I'll stop.
Oh, I can't do it. I got to give you a little pass.
You don't mess with 828?
I can't do it. That's Big Brown. That's various others. I don't know about that.
God, maybe it was Big Brown.
I don't know about the Hendersonville Mafia.
Is it nefarious others?
He's from Black Mountain, too, so you got to watch out. Brad Johnson, too. Big dudes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lord.
I tell you, I don't know what it is. I like. I think it just reminds me of like the cars and the fantasy that the 50s were just so nice for everyone.
Yeah.
Till you realize it was not for everyone.
No.
It was only for the. It's always just been for those with all the money. It's all it's ever been. The good times. What did they tell you about the 50s? Coats were only a nickel.
They said if you found the girl, they'd give you a little. You better keep her around.
Yeah, because you. But then you'd have the naysayers that say, "Oh, yeah, but you can milk it for free without buying." And it's like she's not a cow.
Yeah, I mean it's the same for women. Why buy the pig when you get the wiener for free?
Jeez, is that a saying for the women?
Mine don't look like a corkscrew. I'll be honest with you.
Don't like that one at all.
I've seen ping dong before.
Ding dongs.
Ding dong.
Somebody say ding dong again.
So here's how it works. You tell us something you did. Maybe you feel a little guilty about it. Maybe you don't, whatever. But you need us and everybody listening to weigh in. And it's called Are You the A-Hole? We will be honest because we are the A-Hole Tribunal.
Oh,
nice.
I
don't
like
you
that.
Love that?
I love that.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes, that's right.
The Native American term.
How?
Ni hao mun. We're probably being the a-holes because this person's got to be anonymous.
Yes, we don't hand out hugs. We hand out judgment. That's what we do. So okay. First up, we got somebody, well, Gosh, I thought they would all be anonymous. And there's only one anonymous.
It's just one.
People are like, they don't give a crap. They're like, I'll say my name. I don't care. Somebody who won't stay anonymous. All right. Good morning, sir or madam.
Oh, good morning. And yeah, I'm a sir.
Oh, well, good morning, Your Highness. I didn't know he was knighted. Mm-hmm. All right, so you want us to see if you're being an a-hole. And Fat Boy put it on the screen, hold on, that you met someone you'd been talking to online. Walk us through that.
So I live here in the upstate, and I'd been talking with this woman from Georgia. We were texting, talking on the phone for months. We met on Snapchat. Finally, we decided to meet last Tuesday and went to dinner.
Okay. First off, I need you to say the date right now to prove you're not a robot.
Yep.
I need you to tell me what today's date is, because I swear you are sounding like a robot, like an AI thing. I'm paranoid.
He's a bot.
Do you know what today's date is, though, for real?
It's Tuesday the 30th.
Okay, you're real.
All right. Okay, nobody's messing with us. That's good.
All right. So you went to dinner. That sounds like a normal kind of first date
like a
setup.
Until she shows up looking like a Temu version of her Instagram.
Or that. So
a Temu version.
So you're saying you got, what's the new version is filterfished, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Filterfished.
Really?
Yeah, yes. That's... I mean, I thought I was getting catfished at first, like same voice, but the face way different. Mm-hmm. While I was in the bathroom, I actually I pulled up her social media, you know, just to make sure it was her.
Yeah.
And it was, but dude, she uses 50 filters on her, every pic.
God. So... Real, first off,
that's a lot.
That is a lot. But so real life wasn't matching the online promotional photo portfolio that she had. Essentially,
it's like when you get it's like when you get a Whopper. You know, you think you're gonna get the one on the commercial.
Oh no!
But it ain't gonna look like that when it
it's
comes
a lot
out the window.
Smaller.
Oh, they're gonna sling it to you. But did you go to the bathroom and then leave, or did you bail, or did you stay, or what?
No, I stayed. We had dinner. You know, she's still pretty, just not like the pictures.
Yeah.
If I had to put it in numbers, online, she's a 7. And in real life, she's maybe a 4.5.
Golly. Oh. I mean, people are going to hear that. They are. I mean, you're being honest, but they're going to say you're being shallow like a Mother Fletcher right now.
He's just doing math. That's all it is. Equations.
But here's the question, though. Since that date, which you said, hold on, I took notes. Get off my Johnson. Tuesday. You went last Tuesday, so that was a week ago. What's been going on then?
Well, I've been kind of ghosting her. She's been texting me, and I don't know. I don't know what to say. I feel like a jerk.
I don't know what to say. But you know what? This segment isn't called Am I Being a Jerk? This is called Am I Being an A-Hole? And that's why you want to call and find out if after... Because you said for months leading up to this. Yeah. And
it's a lot of work.
Yeah. So you want to see if that makes you an A-Hole.
Let's rate you on a scale of 1 to 10. Where do you see yourself?
Oh, Lord.
I'm a 7.5, 8, yeah. I think.
So you think you're more attractive than this woman, and she's not worthy of you.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, you got to realize, like I said earlier, it's going to come off like you're being shallow when you say the numbers. And, you know, and you just want to find out to the general public if that makes you an a-hole.
Yeah, because then there's two guys that are, you're either a nice person or you're an F-boy. If you're just an F-boy.
Fat boy.
Don't bring me into it.
Sorry.
So would you say you're superficial at all, Anonymous?
No, that's the thing, is I'm not superficial. I was hoping that she would also be a 7.5 or 8. That's why, you know, yes. I started talking to her. I just you know, I really feel weird about the whole filter thing.
I mean, look, she lied. If you, let's get down to it, it's false advertising in a way. I mean, you're not really an a-hole. I mean, she kind of is more than you are, I think. She's probably Photoshopped, filtered, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're, You're not the a-hole. Like, she's the Photoshop a-hole. And I don't know that she Photoshopped her a-hole, to be honest with you.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, and I know what you mean. But, like, let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Like, she didn't show up with a fake name or a wig like you see on that show, Catfish or whatever. Like, that was her, but just maybe a glamorized version of herself online, right?
It wasn't glamorized. It was like, you know, it's kind of Snapchat, extra sorcery.
I'm telling you, the imagination of Instagram. I'm telling you, Netflix, well, there'll be a documentary in like 3 years or so. And it'll be like from the makers of Dating. Do you remember Dating During COVID? Remember that? There'll be one called Dating With AI. Or, you know, like Dating During AI or whatever. Because...
Oh, dude, that's gold.
Because you know what? You can't even spell dating without AI. Yeah. Boom!
That is gold.
Thank you very much. That's hire me Netflix.
Write that down, for real.
Now, autonomous, or excuse me, anonymous. You.
It's timestamped.
You did actually like her once you got past the filter shock, let's say.
I mean, she was nice. You know, we had good conversation, but... I don't know. I just can't really get past that. I don't know what she really looks like day to day.
It's more about the trust, really, that you're saying, than looks. Like, if she's going to put that... Okay.
Yeah.
She sold you a bill of goods that we're not...
It's like buying a car, you know. You see the pictures when it was new. Not what it looks like now.
There she is.
All the wear and tear.
God, you know, that's true, because I look... But, before this last house, I looked at another one, and when I looked it up on, I don't want to say the name of the website, but it's like if Zaxby's owned their own pillow company.
Yeah. Can I ask you?
Paige doesn't get it.
No.
Zillow. So yeah. When I looked at the house, though, the house on the website showed the house brand new when it was built, and not a current photo of it then. So, right.
I have a question for you. Why do you have to ghost somebody? Why don't you just tell her honestly, it's not working out. You're not as pretty as I need you to be, and then just move on.
See,
just that, I mean, that wouldn't hurt my feelings if someone told me.
Are you kidding? Well, first off, that would make him an a-hole. That would make him an a-hole. I think more or less.
I mean, what a coward! Just if she's
why is texting, that cowardice?
Just tell her you're not interested, and be done with it.
I think that's kind of what.
Why is that? I mean, I just don't understand people.
Well, I think what it is
he lives in a fantasy world. Like, he was expecting her to be this model thing,
because she presented herself as that.
I agree that she did something wrong too. But as an adult, you can just say, hey, it's not working out. We can be friends or whatever, or not.
Old bait and switch.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's... I mean, you know, you're sticking to your honesty. If you saw her as this four or five, whatever you call it, putting numbers on it really does kind of add that shallowness to it. But if you saw her... In person, online. God, that sounds weird to even say. But without all the stuff, you're saying you would not have been attracted to her. Would that be okay to say, anonymous?
Yeah, probably. No, I wouldn't have.
And you're turned off by the dishonesty.
Yeah, I get that.
I think so, yeah. It's the dishonesty that, like, threw me back. And I couldn't really put, like, a feeling to it at first. I was just like, wait, what's going on here? You know, it wasn't like she was completely different.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm just like really bad with, you know, confrontation, letting people down, that kind of thing. I just feel like, hey, I mean, if she ghosted me with her like looks, maybe I'll ghost her with my, you know, well, if she catfished me with her looks, maybe I'll catfish her with my personality in a way, instead of like, oh, he was outgoing at first.
You should just get off social media.
Why?
Jesus. She don't like you, buddy.
No, I'm just saying, don't just be a man. Just tell her the truth.
I don't know how you, how, okay. All right.
If she really likes him, I feel bad for her because she thinks that, you know, everything's fine.
Maybe you should just set her down and say, look, I feel like you were not being real with me.
Yeah.
And that's not what I want. I think that's what you say. If she, but then again, here's what I also want to say. As adults, you went out with her one time. Now, granted, you did say you talked to her for months on end prior to, but you went out with her one time. I think this unneeded stress that we get about stuff like that, like most people know, like if you don't hear from them again, all right, it's done.
Yeah.
Tell her to post the real picture. Help the next guy
out. There's too many people in the world that will make you happy. This one doesn't.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes. Okay. Good luck, Anonymous. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Right. Thank you for your help.
Thank you.
Good luck dating.
Good luck dating. Oh, you ripped his balls off.
God, I know. You're going to wear them like earrings now.
Okay.
Or nose rings.
No, I have no friends that have been hurt by guys.
Well,
yes.
Do you think I'm as pretty? No, who cares? Doesn't matter what I think.
But such a false representation on her part, you know?
For real.
But people do that. They want the best. I don't know. That's why I don't date.
But you don't filter your, well, you do filter
yourself. Oh, yeah,
sometimes.
I do AI.
Remember all of that's
AI. I changed
that
mine.
That explains what
I did. No.
You said yesterday in here that somebody was ripping you a new one for the Paris picture.
Well, the Paris picture really didn't have anything to do with dating. It had something to do with a friend of mine. And it's an AI picture that's really goofy. I don't think it's pretty at all. I think it's a dorky picture.
So is that is that part of the defense now? You did
defense
honestly,
for what?
Because that guy was ripping you one online, and now you're saying
I post pictures of myself with no makeup on. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't either.
I never
post made up pictures ever. I don't make up my bed. How about that? I don't.
You know what?
I don't.
I believe it.
You know what? The only time I make up my bed is when my cleaning lady's coming.
God,
that is
that's
so
a whole deal. He'd clean up.
So like me and my mom.
I don't know why. I used to make fun of my mom for it too.
I know, but people do that because you're like, well, they can't come over and think that I'm messy.
But I know, but it's their job.
I know.
If you were not messy, they wouldn't have one. It's strange. All right. Fat Boy's giving me that side eye like Otis gives me at the farm. 1-800-774-0093. It means
feeding
we're late.
Time.
Feeding time. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you so much.
Oh, honey.
I tell you what. You know what? If I'm listening, I probably would be sending some of these same texts. I just because you listen and you know, it's like when people meet us for the first time. And first off, I kind of think they're full of crap just because of the internet and social media. Oh, I've never seen you before. I didn't know what you looked like. I get it that some people don't, but then the look on their face is like, ain't what I expected. Well, what'd you expect?
Where's Matt Man at?
Like, what were you thinking that you were going to get here?
Yeah, there's no excuse for that anymore that social media exists. You know what we look like. Plus, we're hanging out in a beer cave usually.
Ashley says, no way he's the a-hole. Filters are straight up catfishing. She included her age. She's 29, Spartanburg. You're probably 30. you're going to be 29 forever.
What if it's not only the not even a filter catfish? Remember I showed you a picture a few days ago? The boobs looked a lot bigger. Like the angle of the shot was.
Of who?
Well, nobody in particular that, you know, you would know. It's just I was like, you know, I saw this picture and said, look.
Oh, the angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's the women are more photographers. The greatest photographers of all time should be more women than anything, because women have perfected how to take those certain angles and make it look the best.
Yeah.
Like they'll, like I was at the barbershop the other day. I was taking a picture with Fat Boy, your friend Trisha.
What's up?
She's like, all right, move the camera up.
That's some nice hats.
Like she knew, you don't just take it right here. You move it up at an angle, and it just, I was like, God, man.
They know what they're doing over there.
I said, I need you to take more pictures of me. You made me look great.
Taking pictures and barbing all day.
Barbing. You know, the barbarian doesn't get haircuts. I read that the other day.
I don't think he has to worry about it too much now.
All right, I'm going to play favorites and go to Big Brown first. Hey, Big Brown.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Big! Hey, he's back on his phone.
You know, this guy's talking about being catfished by this woman here, but I think he's already catfishing her with his sexuality. He sounded a little light in his loafers, if you know what I mean.
Do we still say that? Light in the loafers has not changed in 50 years. It's still the...
I think he's putting from the rough, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
God. Yeah.
God bless.
I think he's got his wrong ear pierced.
He's got the right ear pierced.
Come on, give me a drum roll or something before you hit me with that. My God.
A hair rim shot.
Oh, shot.
He was shaking his hand sideways, I saw.
Oh, man. What was it? Yeah, they would do the hand sideways. Yeah,
or he'd wear Sebagos with the tassels on.
Or he would act like he's going to smoke a joint, but point the fingers down and shake it like he's ringing a bell.
Ringling. Sounds like he might tie a sweater around his waist, right?
Something like that.
Yep.
You know, that's...
I love that
I
phone.
May have to get a Google phone just for that, because it sounds like you literally have a drum kit in your work truck right now.
I do. He's riding around in the back, and plus my studio audience.
You got a fan full of people. It's like a new bang bus. Yep. You got the clap bus.
Big Brown, you started dating your wife before, like, social media and stuff, right?
It was MySpace days.
Well, oh, yeah, she was in your top 10.
Yeah, but that stuff wasn't like the filter and stuff like that. So if you're out on the scene now, like, what are you?
I'm screwed.
Oh, nice.
Hey, that was real.
Was that a sound effect, or is that your real voice?
I thought he was still in the clap bus.
Oh, God. Oh. All right, Big Brown. It's been
fun
visiting with you.
Oh, Big.
Well, I'm glad y'all answered this time.
Sorry about those Panthers, man. But they got winnable games coming up.
Almost.
I'll be at the next two.
Can I make the announcement, Big, that I know?
Go ahead. Now, it might not happen. There's a possibility.
Big
I have
Brown
to impersonate
is gonna,
somebody.
Big Brown's going to get gay married this weekend.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
No, he's not.
Again?
Big Brown will be on the field at the Carolina Panthers game this weekend.
Big. They're playing the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's going to be holding the American flag.
Yeah, I got chosen to hold the American flag.
Oh, congratulations.
Big, man. You get to see Tua.
That's
You're
awesome.
Not going to see Tyreek, but you'll see, you know, others.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah.
I'll see Tua. Maybe he'll give me the old hot Tua.
You'll see the show.
I tell you, he's a mover and a shaker. He was hanging out with Captain Munnerling the other day.
Yeah, Munnerling. He was.
Munnerling.
You'll get to see a shell of Jalen Waddle, what he used to be.
Waddle.
Yeah.
All right, Big
and
Brown.
And Bryce Young and Derek Brown. Maybe Xavier Legit will play finally.
Dookie Brown.
Hey, will you boo Paige for being mad at me earlier?
I'm not mad.
I'll do this to her.
Jesus.
God.
All right. Well, do one
like
on the phone
big.
Next time. All right. Thanks, man. See you, buddy.
Is he still there?
Oh, my God.
Dude, where did we land on the guy? Do we agree? It's her fault? He's not the a-hole? I don't think he is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with just being honest, but it's there's two ways to do it. You can either just say why, or you can leave them dangling, or whatever. I just threw my pen for no reason. You can leave them dangling, or you can handle it like a gentleman and just say, look, this is why. But you got to pick your words.
Yeah. Isn't it easier to tell people how you really feel when you get older? That's how I knew that was a younger guy.
Apparently not.
Have you ever had to tell a girl you didn't like her, fat boy?
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah, I have. And it's not easy to do, because you're literally telling that person, I don't think at this time you are good enough for me. Like, that's, it's a weird thing. Especially when they don't, like, it's almost like if they met somebody else and they're going to someone, but they're saying to you, I would rather be alone than to be with you a minute longer.
I feel like now you would
say that. I'd rather you go.
You would say that now instead of, you know, as opposed to back then, pretend like you're going to get condoms and never come back.
Oh, my God.
That was a bad situation.
That was a great story.
That was prior to filters and stuff, you know? And, like, people were texting, why didn't he ever FaceTime her? She could have had a filter on there. I don't know if they FaceTimed or not.
You could turn into a warthog on there.
But I met this. This was a long time ago. Long, long time ago. The days of AOL Instant Messenger. And I met this chick, and we were talking back and forth. She lived in North Carolina. And it was about a 45-minute drive. And it was arranged that we would I would come to her house, and we'd make love.
Yeah.
And she was very nice and looked same in person or whatever. Uh-huh. And her house smelled like the inside of Humane Society after they hadn't cleaned it up for like a month.
Oh, wait.
She had a lot of animals.
Yeah.
And the best excuse I could come up with was like, oh my God, I forgot condoms.
Yeah.
She's like, I might have some around here somewhere.
She didn't have a voice like that.
You have to mop every day when you have pets, I know.
Well, it just reeked. And I was like, I can't. I couldn't. I could not.
See if I can find one that don't have a hole in it somewhere.
I mean, she's the one to be gagging, not me. You understand?
No.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why
people
it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.